Well, thank you for calling in today to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This is Steve Clark. And I do appreciate all of those that have been sharing in the Daily Inspiration. Brother Steve Coleman, Jeff Chapman, Marlon Stolfus, and many others who've been sharing in that. And it's been a blessing. I listen to most all of them. And it's been a blessing in my life. And I also hope that this Daily Inspiration could also be a blessing to each one as we listen and are encouraged in the Word of God. And so the next several days, I would like to take this Daily Inspiration that I'll be doing out of the book of Samuel. And the name Samuel means name of God or God hears. And that's his name, meaning God hears. There's a verse, and we'll look at it probably in a few days anyway, but in chapter 3, verse 19, it says, "And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground." Meaning, at least the way I take it, is that none of the words of Samuel fell to the ground, but God hears them. And that's the name of Samuel. And that's the meaning of the name Samuel, is God hears. Samuel was the last of the judges. And I don't have really time to go through the history of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and then Moses and the time of the judges after that. But you can do that study on your own. Samuel was the last of the judges, and he was also considered the first of the prophets. And even in chapter 3, verse 20, it says, "And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord." So here in Samuel, it declares him to be a prophet of the Lord. Also in the New Testament, in Acts chapter 3, verse 24, it says, "Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days." And so what I want us to see there is that even in the New Testament, Samuel is considered a prophet of the Lord. Also in the same book, Acts chapter 13, verse 20, it says, "And after that he gave unto them judges, about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet." So here it shows that he was at the very end of the judges that lasted for 450 years, and he is declared here in Acts chapter 13 to be a prophet. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to read the first 18 verses of 1 Samuel chapter 1. It says, "Now there was a certain man of Ramath at Imzophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah." And it mentions there in the last part of that verse that he was from the tribe of Ephraim. Verse 2, "And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children." So here, Elkanah had two wives, and that was common back in the Old Testament times, and I'm not going to get into the right and wrongs of all that, but it does seem that God blessed and was with these men, even though they had more than one wife. And here, the one wife, which I'm not sure which was the first wife, but Hannah here was listed first. It says, "And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peninnah." So I would assume just by this is that Hannah was the first wife, but I don't know for sure. And this Peninnah, she had children, but Hannah didn't. And verse 3, it says, "And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Lord had shut up her womb. So notice there, who shut up Hannah's womb? It was the Lord who made it so she was not able to have children. Verse 6, and her adversary, meaning the other wife, Peninnah, also provoked Hannah sore, or a lot, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. So here, this Peninnah was saying things like, oh, look at you, you're not able to have children, God doesn't care about you, he's the one who shuts the womb and opens the womb, and he doesn't care about you, and you're nothing, so she's saying all of these things to Hannah, which is making Hannah just not feeling well about the situation, and feeling bad, and this condemnation, and all of these things. Verse 7, it says, and as he did so, this Elkanah, year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her, therefore she wept and did not eat. So this Peninnah provoked her year by year, all the time, and it made Hannah to the place where she wept and she didn't even feel like eating food or anything. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? Why are you crying, Hannah? And why aren't you eating? And why is your heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So here he says, you know, you don't have any children, but I'm a good husband to you, and I love you, and I care about you, and you know, don't take it so hard. You know, he was trying to encourage his wife. Verse 9, it says, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by the post of the temple of the Lord, and she, Hannah, was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the Lord, and wept sore. She cried. Oh, she cried hard, and I don't know, you've probably been there, I know I've been there, where I just weep and cry before the Lord, and I wish those times were more often than they are, but I've been there, and you probably have too, where you just cry out to the Lord. And that's where Hannah was, in verse 11, and she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget your handmaid, but will give unto your handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Meaning he would take the Nazarite vow, or she would take the Nazarite vow for him, where no razor would come through his head, and several other things. We're not going to look at that at this point, but maybe later. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth, or he looked at her mouth and saw she was, you know, saying things. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. So here she was crying bitterly, crying very hard, tears running down her face, and she's praying to the Lord in her heart, but her mouth is actually moving, but no words are coming, or no voice is coming out of her mouth. And Eli thought she was drunk. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away the wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, or the daughter of the devil. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. So here she's explaining to him that it's out of the abundance of her grief and of her problem that she has, that she's spoken unto the Lord and cried out to him, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that you have asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in the sight, in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. So here, that's where I'm going to stop for today as far as the reading. But I want to look at a few things here. In verse 10 it says, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And also in verse, let's see, verse 15 it says, she poured out her soul before the Lord. And in verse 16 it says, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. And so here she is praying, seeking the Lord and crying out to him. And why is that? Why was she doing that? What was this cry of desperation? She was desperate for God to answer her. She was crying out for something. What was it? Well, she was crying out because she had bitterness of soul. She wanted a child, and she was being tormented by this other wife, and she was feeling condemned and guilty, and just crying out to the Lord and pleading with God to give her a child, and the Lord heard her. Well, why was she in such despair? Why was she not having a child? It was because the Lord had shut up her womb. The Lord allowed it so that she would not have children. And God brings us in our lives to a place of desperation by circumstances in our lives sometimes to wake us up, to help us to see that we need to cry out to the Lord, to bring us to the place of desperation. And the Lord allows circumstances in our lives to bring us to these places of desperation. And I don't know where you're at today. Maybe you're in a place like that right now in your life, or maybe you will be in time to come. Know that God is in control, and know that God is doing this for your good. Even look at Hannah. She was not having children, but it brought her to the place of desperation. God wanted to give her a son that would be a prophet of God, that would speak for God, and that none of his words would fall to the ground. And God had a plan, and God used circumstances in Hannah's life to accomplish that plan. And Hannah didn't know what was going on, but she came to the place where she cried out to the Lord, and the Lord met her there, and she was able to eat. And And also in verse 18, it says, so the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. She was happy in the Lord. She knew God had heard her, and we also can be that way, where God can bring us to a place in our lives where we cry out to the Lord, and he hears us, and he answers our prayer. And even though maybe circumstances didn't change right immediately for her, She knew God had heard her, and that God was going to answer her prayer. So that's my encouragement to you today. Wherever you find yourself, whatever you find yourself in, whatever kind of circumstance or problem or difficulty or whatever it may be, know that God will hear your prayer if you cry out to him in a desperate way. We need to get desperate with the Lord. He's not looking for just this now I lay me down to sleep type prayer. He wants us to be desperate. And may that encourage your heart as it does mine. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in today. If you want to leave us a message, you can do that by pressing 099. And then after you leave your message, press the pound key and we'll give you further prompts. So God bless you, and may the Lord strengthen and help you today.